of a cold winds and below 25 degrees, how can I survive? I didn't know. Particularly if you were born and brought up in California, you don't know. In Japan, of course, we have lots of snow, but weather is pretty mild. So I was very scared. But Eric Story Office Center, newspapers once a week, and he said read the newspaper and the weather too. Very kind. Very kind. He was a very kind person. And then every day I read the newspaper and the weather. I was very surprised. My goodness, below 10 or below 15, how can I survive? How dumb I was. But when I come here, no problem anyway. I had the problem immediately because I was scared, so I put lots of clothes and live inside of the house and moved in to the house, But inside pretty warm. I didn't notice, so immediately I had a headache. I didn't know why I had a headache. And then I found the thermometer there. When I saw it, it showed 70 degrees. I put the morazzo clothes, sweat. For 70 degrees. So, we are really dumb. Really dumb. We don't know. It's not necessary to be too much concerned about weather and etc. Because the original nature of human existence is really flexible and fitting there anyway. And all we have to do is to take care of how dumb we are anyway. That means we are already dumb, so we have to take care of dumbness. So, why don't you take care of your body anyway, and human bodies? Just take care of how dumbness we are. That time is really a wonderful communication with the cold weather and human bodies. You can learn something. So, that's why subjectivity is very important. We as a subjectivity is very important. And then you can really make moral sense more alive, more aliveness. Okay. Morality is not merely morality. Okay. Morality should be backed by, spiritual instinct. Which human being possess inherently, that means religious understanding deeply. At that time, morality become one with you. Okay, but we are dumb. That's why. Well, if you are dumb, why don't you follow the discipline or criteria? That's all. Okay, but many people look at the many people. In the human society, they don't know the deep meaning of human existence, but we can't let them go alone, okay? Because that is a problem. That's why human society, human being has to give us certain suggestions. Well, religious, they don't understand religious, so religious stuff they don't understand. That's why they give a chance to know what is a moral life. So why don't you follow this? Why don't you follow this? So in a sense, for them, morality, a discipline of morality comes from outside. But no other way. So sometimes we have to force them to follow anyway. It's necessary. That's why policemen put you in, put somebody in jail. This is also pagoda. But it's not punishment. It's a great chance to realize how deep human life is, how great human original nature is, resting in the jail anyway for a while. That's a very good chance to realize who we are. So, that's why we always, sometimes very strongly emphasizes follow the morality, discipline of criteria of morality. For people who don't understand religious life deeply. And then we can, anyway, we can adjust, we can live together in peace, in harmony, in the human society, anyway, in many ways. But it is pretty good, but in a sense, we are human beings, so we have to more deeply understand, and we have to, the discipline criteria of morality should come from inside of our heart. At that time, we are really take care of human life. That is a matter of subjectivities. It's not other stories. It's not story, or it's not matter of flowers. It's not matter of a floor's desk. That is really your problem. Okay. So we should, anyway, first of all, we should stand up straight, anywhere straight. Where? In morality? No. In spiritual instinct. Anyway, so called spiritual life. At that time, scientific way of life, moral life, comes together. Anyway, come up very naturally. You cannot ignore. You cannot ignore. At that time, we can live really in peace and harmony. That is called Jōbutsu. Anyway, Jōbutsu. Okay? Your practice must be, in your practice becomes Buddha. Buddha. Buddha means Tathagata. Going and coming. Not going, coming. Anyway. That is, your practice is constantly fitting into rhythm of original nature, flowers and your life on daily basis, on a daily basis, and to fitting into the emergency case anyway. So that is a go, that is a practice, our practice, okay? But we don't realize this. That's why our understanding is very rough. Very rough. Very rough. Okay. That's why we have to practice in the daily life in order to understand, well, a certain state of the urgent, intense urgency. Okay. That is a zazen. Okay. Zazen is really intense urgency. Okay. No way to go. Do you like? Shut up. You want to stay, shut up. Okay? Anyway, keep your mouth shut. Anyway, do your best with heart, sincere heart. That is exactly fitting, anyway, fitting your rhythm of life, rhythm of the thing. Anyway, fitting, constantly fitting. Okay? But you always poke your head into Zazen, and you, that is criticism, grumbling. That is pretty hard. That's why that Zazen must be, anyway, from the beginning to end, Shikan, Shikan Taza. Just do it. Just do. And then, finally, you can really understand, anyway, what is Buddha's practice that is called Jōbutsu. Okay. It's simultaneously. That practice really leads you to fit to rhythm of nature, rhythm of human existence. When you see, when you are confronted with urgent, the intense urgent state of human existence. In many ways, you have to be confronted with intense urgent situations, not only physically, mentally, psychologically, in many ways, imaginatively, okay, you have to face every day. So, that is Gyo Butsu. So, your Gyo must be anyway Butsu. Your practice must be Buddha. Okay? Because your practice cannot hold on a certain frame and position and mood, so called Buddha. No. Okay? Your practice must be Kojo, ongoing Buddha. Anyway, eternal improvement of Buddha, constantly. That is real development of human life, human society. Anyway, civilizations, okay? Anyway, that is really development. So, your practice must be constantly developed, day by day. That is called Gyo, your practice, okay? And your practice simultaneously Buddha. So, Buddha is touching appearance. Buddha is very quiet, but it's really supported. How do we know? That is Iji. Iji. Okay? Iji means the majestic behavior. Majestic behavior. It's through the moral sense you have to manifest, okay, your life. How? Okay? Majestic behavior cultivated. So very natural. Gassho, this is already moral world. Okay. Gassho, this is majestic anyway behavior, activities. Backed by Gyo Butsu, okay? Very stable, okay? Spiritual life, exact. That is called Gyo Butsu Iki. So, none of these Buddhas can ever equal the Gyo Butsu. From this point, whatever you say, philosophically, psychologically, you say that is Dhammakaya Buddhas. Dhammakaya Buddha connected with anyway Gyo Butsu or Sambhogakaya Buddha. It's really noisy. Noisy intellectual understanding, okay? But none of these Buddhas, it's just a finger pointing out the real moon. So that teaching is important, but that teaching should come from inside anyway. Okay? Inside. How? We have to continue practice like this, understanding deeply, and then coming up. Those teachings come up anyway. Dhammakaya Buddha, Sambhogakaya Buddha, Nirmanakaya Buddha, anyway, come out from inside, not from outside. If they come out from outside, that is a morality, moral life. So, that's why Dogen Zen says none of these Buddhas can ever equal Gyo Butsu. Note that all Buddhas active in the way do not wait enlightenment. It's not. Should I wait for enlightenment to come or to go? No way. We are already there. Just like a flower. Our life is just like a flower. Exactly the same. We shouldn't say, should I wait? Should I go? Should I come? Nowhere. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to come. We are already there. So, no going, no coming. That is a Buddha anyway. The Gyo Butsu alone is thoroughly, that's why Dogen Zen says, Gyo Butsu alone is thoroughly adept in the affairs of the realm of ongoing enlightenment. So, constantly feeling together. Rhythmically. The Buddha of the body of law and the like have never dreamed of such things.